Hello, this is Greybeard starting out the first half hour of the Motherland Influence, bringing you African, Latin, and Caribbean sounds. And I'll be starting out with some Caribbean sounds today. A friend of mine kind of got me going on a ska kick. So we're going back in time, listening to some early Jamaican ska, some of the original stuff. Ska, the title, there's been a lot of talk about where the word ska came from. Some claim it's from the sound of the upbeat of the guitar, the scratching guitar strum. Some say that it came from the rhythm Staya Staya. And some say Byron Lee, one of the great Jamaican artists, introduced the term ska. But anyway, wherever it came from, the title is some great music and fun music. And has made several resurgence over the year in the 70s, 80s, 90s. And you still got a bunch of ska bands going now. Coming out of Jamaica in the late 50s, and I'm winging it because I left my notes at home, but I think I can pull it off. Mixture of Jamaican mento and calypso and American jazz and rhythm and blues. Back in the 50s, Jamaicans were picking up radio stations out of New Orleans and maybe out of Florida too. Listening to people like Fats Domino. That style and a lot of the jump blues. I think a lot of the jump blues really got it going. In fact, I'm going to play a song, American jump blues type song that definitely influenced. I knew I should have my notes. Let me find his name here real quick. But Prince Buster. He's one of the guys who really got the sound going. And then. We'll play some of the Folks Brothers, who probably did one that maybe, I guess, considered one of the original ska recordings. And as always, I'm going to ask you to don't be greedy. Go to your listening unit and reach for that volume button, or however you, maybe you got one of those fancy ones you can wave at it, and crank up the volume and share with your neighbors. Beautiful day to open up the windows and just let it blast. All right, so I'm going to start out first tune by a man named Willis Gator Tail Jackson, and tune Later for the Gator, one of the tunes that heavily influenced the ska sound. Then let me see what I'm going to follow that up with. And I'll follow that with O Carolina by the Folks Brothers, and we'll see where we go from there. Thank you. Next is Oh Carolina by the Folks Brothers. Listen to that Nyabingi rhythm in this one. Get that African influence Nyabingi rhythm going in the background of that tune, Oh Carolina by the Folks Brothers, who was redone by Shaggy. He had a hit with that later, I believe like late 90s. Next one, I was saying they were picking up a lot of rhythm and blues. They were really, really into the black rhythm and blues coming out of the U.S. And there were some guys taking advantage of that, some producers, or guys that later became producers, like Clement Cotson Dodd and Prince Buster Dugree. I'm starting to remember some of my notes now, by the way. Anyway, they had big sound systems they would travel around with and play the latest rhythm and blues records, and they would try to outdo all the other sound systems, and they'd go as far as scraping the labels off their records so the other DJs couldn't read or tell what they were playing. They had to go figure out for themselves. Anyway, eventually the people wanted to hear something else, and these producers started getting together artists to kind of make their own sound, their own take on these rhythm blues, and that's kind of how the ska thing got going. And this next tune, you can hear that rhythm blues influence with Laurel Atkin doing Boogie in My Bones. You still hear that walking bass with the ska rhythm going there.
Well, it feels so good. I've got the boogie in my bones.
All right, those last two were probably the two busiest bands at the time, around the late 50s, early 60s in Jamaica during the big ska time. Last one, Byron Lee and the Dragonaires, and I'm sorry, that last one was Don Drummond and the Scatterlights. The tune Man in the Street, they had hits in Jamaica and in over in Europe and the UK. And before that, you heard Byron Lee and the Dragonaires, and their, I believe it was their first hit, Dumplings. And Dumplings. Both of them would back up bands in the studio and live, different artists along with their doing their own thing. And also they would back up artists visiting the island from other places like the U.S., like the R&B artists would come over and have these guys back them up on their shows. They pretty much very proud of themselves to be able to play just about anything. All right, let's see what we got. All right, I got about 20 minutes, squeezing a few more tunes here. Let's play, not all the songs were just about dancing and stuff. They were acts who talked about what was going on in the island of Jamaica. Prince Buster, Desmond Dekker, Bob Marley and the Wailers. See if I can squeeze all those in this next little short set here. Starting out with Too Hot from Prince Buster, and he wasn't talking, well, he may have been talking about the temperature, but mainly talking about the attitude on of the, the Rude Boys at the time. We followed that with Shantytown by Desmond Dekker and Simmer Down, Bob Marley and the Wailers.
Oh, seven. shoot, them a wheel.
Ashanti
Town. Them a loot, them a shoot, them a wheel.
Ashanti Town.
Root by the population.
Ashanti Town.
Root by a bum of the town.
Ashanti Town.
Over here.
What?
Right here, on the side of the house.
Who said that?
Look down. I'm right at your feet.
Wait, the basketball?
Yes, the basketball. Right down here, where the kids left me a long time ago. Man, you know how lonely it is being a ball and not being able to bounce or roll?
Excuse me?
Remember when you got me for the kids? You said, now kids, you have no excuse not to go outside and play.
Uh-huh.
Wow. I'll miss flying through the air and hearing the shouts of joy when I swish through the basket. What do you say? Could you give me a little air and remind the kids of how fun I still am?
Okay. Oh, wow. You are flat.
Easy. I'm ticklish. Let's get bouncing.
As Native American parents and caregivers, our encouragement to healthy lifestyles for our kids is helping them get outside and play. Get ideas. Get involved. Get going at letsmove.gov/Indian Country. Brought to you by USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council.
You are listening to WRIR-LP 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio. Radio for the rest of us. This is the Motherland Influence coming to you every Sunday of African, Latin, Caribbean sounds from 5 to 7 p.m. And those last three tunes, the Sky Tunes, last one's Bob Marley and the Wailers, the tune Simmer Down. Desmond Decker before that with 007 Shantytown. And then we started out with Prince Buster, the tune Too Hot. All right, I'm going to turn this over now, the next half hour of the DJ Dowdy. Thank you for the phone calls and the comments.
Yeah, thanks for calling. The guy that just called, you can call back anytime now because Greybeard's empty. All right, now it's going to play that's some nice island music from the Caribbean. How about some island music from the west coast of Africa? Let's hear something from Sao Tome and Principe from the group Africa Negra from the CD Pagame Uma Cerveza, or Buy Me a Beer. We're going to hear a cutoff for this one called Migo.
Thank you. Félicia, c'est méchant. Félicia, Félicia, tous mes amis se te croient que tu veux m'abandonner. Félicia, Félicia, tous mes amis se te croient que tu veux me délaisser. Félicia, Félicia, mes copains se te croient que tu veux me jouer.
Où est le sérieux? Où est la vérité? Sérieux, où est la vérité?
Félicia, Félicia, tous mes amis se te croient que tu veux m'abandonner, maman. Félicia, Félicia, tous mes amis se te croient que tu veux me jouer. Félicia, Félicia, tous mes copains se te croient que tu veux m'abandonner. Félicia, Félicia, ne me jouez pas comme ça. Félicia, Félicia, ne me roulez pas comme ça. Félicia, Félicia, ne me brûlez pas comme ça. Félicia, Félicia, ne me trompez pas comme ça. Félicia, Félicia, ne me jouez pas comme ça. Félicia, Félicia, ne me roulez pas comme ça. Félicia, Félicia, ne me brûlez pas comme ça.
Que diront mes parents? Que diront mes cousins? Que diront mes parents? Que diront mes amis? Que diront mes copains? Que diront mes cousins? Que diront mes parents? Que diront mes amis?
An online Medicaid application is now available on Virginia Easy Access at www.easyaccess.virginia.gov, a website designed to help seniors and adults with disabilities find information and services to meet their long-term support needs. This new online application will also allow many local private and public agencies to assist individuals and families to complete the form. The electronic Medicaid application is an important step toward an effort to streamline Virginia's long-term support system. That's www.easyaccess.virginia.gov. And our website's www.wrir.org. You can follow the track list, leave a comment. All right, that last track was Felicia. Obviously, they sang it about 8 million times. From Miguel Celestine from Benin, from an LP called Dans le Malheur. Before that, Africa Negra from Sao Tome and Principe. From a CD called Pagame Uma Cerveja, we heard the song called Migo. I was given an inquiry from a friend of mine in Colombia the other day. Mi amigo Juan Carlos wanted to know if I had an album by Charlotte Mbango, which I did, and then I found that I'd forgotten about this other one, which I love. It was one of my favorite Mikosa albums of the 80s. Charlotte Mbango, her LP, Konkai Mikosa. Let's hear a track off of that one. I love this. This is called Bito.
Mi mamá.
La Mama, Paciencia Dabani, originally from DR Congo, and I believe she's married to the president of Gabon. She's been living, Omar Bongo, I think she's been living in Gabon for a really long time. That's from her new two-CD set, two separate CDs, La Locomotive. That's from La Locomotive 1. We heard the song called La La La. Before that, Bito from Charlotte Mbango, from a nice older LP called Konkai Makosa, right here on the Motherland Influence on WRIRLP 97.3 FM Richmond.